Blog Talk Radio. matter what I used to be. Say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh, guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Really soft, demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Victory belongs to you. morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Victory. Thank you, Jesus. It belongs to you. Victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes you have to say within yourself, when you're going through, victory belongs to Jesus. Not only even when you're going through, when everything, peace and victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thanks be to God. Victory belongs to you. Oh, you can find joy even just speaking that, even to yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. David did it a lot. Sometimes being on the run for the Lord, we as Christians ourselves find ourselves all the time. If we're not struggling with ourselves, we're going through a storm. Hallelujah. And even if we're not in a storm, we're trying to stay close to the Lord as we can. The only way we can do it, hallelujah, is with Jesus. Oh, thanks be to God. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you this morning. Happy to be with you this morning just to tell God thank you and good morning. And I love you, God, and I thank you for your victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Victory. Hallelujah. You ever just want to wake up in the morning, just tell God thank you. Just tell God I love you. Just thank you, Father, for last night lying down and early morning arising. Thank you, Lord, how you kept me through all hurt, harm, and danger throughout the day. You ever just give a praise to the Lord and sing psalms and hymns within your heart, just you and the Lord just fellowship. And when you do that, you do well. And even go a step further, open up the Word of God and just let God speak to your heart, to your spirit, and feed that spiritual man, give it nutrients, give it nourishment. Oh, hallelujah. You gain strength. Oh, how you gain faith. You gain encouragement. Even you'll see some chastisement in there, but that's all right. We know it works together for the good of them that love the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Just to encourage you this morning for a moment. Thank you, Lord. I was on my way home just a few moments ago, and I just wanted to tell God thank you. If we're not careful, the adversary will try to make us look at things, and they try to steal our joy, try to steal our thanksgiving to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. But that song just gave comfort. Nation. Oh, hallelujah. Victory belongs to Jesus. I looked at, I was thinking about Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 103. I was thinking about the benefits of the Lord and how beautiful it is to be obedient unto the Lord and the things that he gives us. He counts our faithfulness to righteousness, coming to Abraham. but if you be faithful, you may slip and fall, and you might be imperfect in a lot of things. But if you try to be faithful to the Lord, He'll uphold you. He'll count that unto you as righteousness. And after a while, you hang around long enough, you find yourself getting better, getting stronger, getting more pleasing in his sight. Oh, thank you. Victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray, then I'm going to open it up. I'm going to pray, but I feel like giving God thanks right now. Hallelujah. Oh, good morning, Father God, and Heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to assemble here another chance. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, that you would make it so, Father God. We hope and expect it, Father God, but you, through your mercy, your grace, your awesomeness, make things a reality. And we tell you, thank you, much obliged to you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We know if justice would have been served, we know our place and where we would be, Father God, but you look beyond our faults and you saw that our need, and you took care of our needs, and what we needed was more of you. What we needed was salvation. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for allowing your son to come and die for us, Father God, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may be grafted in. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your grace that you've shown towards us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just a few of your handmaid servants have assembled here, Father, just to give you praise and thank, just to feed, hallelujah, just to learn more of you, just to be more close to you, just to meditate on you, just to worship you, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for hallelujah, for our praise, for our worship is unto you, and it's for real, Father God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, hallelujah. We want to ever be mindful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. It's open. It's open. I have a praise on my heart. It's open. Anybody? Hallelujah.
Real.
Anybody out there that can hear me? Yes, sir.
Wow. That song, right? When he passed the mic, if you look at the video, that it's about seven of them in that group. Each one of them had a turn to say victory belongs to them. And they all had their own unique way of singing their part. So so is us, you know, that we have an opportunity to come on and give a testimony or to say thank you for that, for another day. It don't have to be like Eric.
That's right.
How God wrapped it for you. I might look at it different how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know God want to hear from us sometime. You know, he want to hear from somebody. You know, just saying they love him. You know, and I heard that God, he kept passing that mic. He kept passing that mic. Each one of them had a part in the song. You know, that's how the ministry is. If the ministry, when God said the harvest plenty, but the labor few, that's telling me something a lot, because we have a lot of people in that that want to hear God, but we got fruit labor, you know, fruit laborers, you know, and most of them people labor when they name call. Most people labor when they get paid, but can't you labor and waiting on your reward later on? And it ain't this side, it's the other side. So I thank God, man, for that song, man. I thank him because we all have a part. You know, we all have a part. And I thank God for the ministry that he keeps blessing us. You know. I was telling Reb, we talk about Monday through Wednesday, but we never said it had to be set in stone, because God can still use somebody, you know, to my, there's a ram on the bush, you know. You know, and saying that it don't have to be safe preaching, safe worshiping. When you over here, it should be in a way that God can get his true worship. But we live in a time, real, that people don't want to hear the truth either. They want you to tell them how good it is, how much love it is, and they even got so mad they took the flag away. the rainbow made out of color, man. You know, everything is so, it has to be, you know, we have to please them and not God. How about that? You know, we don't mind fearing, we don't mind making God mad, but we really let the people be happy. But then, like I said, we're living in a close time, man. We might be that generation, man, to see him come. We might, if he don't come get us one by one. I'm hearing people, you know, they can, I'm glad God told me something. You know, I got somebody asked me, can I start going in the ministry, man, in the jail house? And that's always been one of my bucket lists, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I start thinking about another one. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, when you going to get that? When you going to put that in your schedule, you know? But I start thinking about it. I know God's winding something down for me. Yeah, he's winding something down. You never know when your day might be. Now when you get a lot of people don't be ready when God calls them. A lot of people don't, you know, give me this, give me that kind of thing. But this ministry is about God. He said, don't worry about what you're going to say before the people. He said, I'll give you what to say. I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe you still need to study to show yourself approved, because he had to have something in there to get it out, you know. So I believe God is merciful. And I thank him for that song, brother. I thank him for the word about to be put on us right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I am thankful for that. I don't know. I don't know why God had me where he had me. It seemed like I've been going through for a moment, but it seemed like I'm starting to get strength. You know, starting to get stronger as I go through. I know you hear me talk about certain things a lot, but a prayer is one thing that I have, because I think about battles he has won for me. I think about victories, my own victories he has given me I can't take no credit for it, but even deliverance is how he has cleaned me up. That's what I'm most thankful for, how he has delivered me from evil things that I just couldn't help myself, you know, and deliverances that brought throughout my life, and how he has cleaned me up, how he has gifted me and lifted me, but blessed me to still stay humble in it, because I know if I would be left to myself, hallelujah, I would backslide, but when he's been keeping me, oh hallelujah, that's what I'm happy about, you know. As I go through trials and tribulations and even misunderstanding and fiery darts of the devil, when you're trying your best to do the right thing, and because we as Christians try to let our light shine, it irritates those that are around us that are trying not to let their light shine. They'll let it shine when they want to hear from God or when they want a prayer answered. But those that would try to live a life acceptable to God day in and day out, whether they're up and or whether they're down, but it's not about looking good before the people, but it's about being good. It's more concentrate on no matter who's looking or who's not looking, no matter if it's public or if it's private, hallelujah. But the thing most worried about that makes sure God is pleased with our every thought, our movement, our motive, in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm getting at. Oh, hallelujah. And if you think about it that way, oh, hallelujah, it becomes more personal to you, hallelujah. When the song is played, this may be my last time You know, it makes you think about that and concentrate on that. And the like we read the scripture yesterday, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But we are bought with a price. You know, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our body, it's not even our own. It belongs to God. The Holy Spirit belongs to God, but it's a gift that he gives unto us. How are we treating that gift that he's allowing it to come and comfort us? He don't want to only comfort us, but he want to keep us and get us to be strong. That the thing that would hinder us won't we have some strength in it so it can't, hallelujah, make us stumble, make us fall, or separate us from sin. And sometimes it's even our own self we got to be separated and set apart that we can be holy, hallelujah, but by the pardon of sin. Sin takes us away and it separates us from God, hallelujah. But oh, to be restored to the favor of God. This is where I'm at. to continually, day in, day out, to be restored, renewed, revived, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each day a new beginning to be better than I was the day before, the hour, even the hour to be better than the hour I was before. On the next hour, be better, even down to the minute and the second, to God conscious, concentrating on him. It takes you into a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Listen here, who forgiveth all thy iniquities. Psalms 103. I'm in the third verse. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, and who remembereth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Listen here, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Since God has set us free, since God has delivered us, since God has lifted us, what are we going to do? Since he has set us free from things that would entangle us, what are we going to do? Where are we going to take that? Hallelujah. Are we going to keep it to ourselves? Or are we going to go out and tell somebody about his goodness and his mercy? Or are we going to go out and tell somebody how he's sweeter than the day before? Or are we going to go out and tell someone that you don't have to stumble, or you don't have to fall, you don't have to be weak, you don't have to be weary, but you can say, for the joy of the Lord is my strength, because he has given me the victory, his right arm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 98:1. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 98:1 will tell you, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. You know, no matter where you at, no matter what crowd you are around, can you still let your light be shown? You know, even in the midst of the heathens, no matter who you do we take our light, and do we hide it because of certain companies that we're keeping, certain areas that we in, or we don't want to seeing nobody, the love for the Lord go beyond that? We used to sing a song when I was younger. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, a lot of us can remember that, as far as back as we can remember. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Are we still doing that today? Are we still letting the light? And if we've been walking for a while, the light should be getting brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. As we should be trimming our wicks more and more and more and more. And, you know, this walk that we walk is not an easy walk, but it has great reward when you obey the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just give you some basic things. When you obey the Lord, and a lot of times you have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself. David had to encourage himself. David said over there in the 27th Psalm, the 13th, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Listen, but he said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, over here in these Psalms, these are things that you can encourage yourself in, you know, when you feel despair, when you feel without, when you feel lonely. Run unto him. It's the best time that he can speak to your heart, and let him speak through his word. Hallelujah. His word unto you. You know, this may be elementary to a lot of you, but this I'm thinking about the babes in Christ that need some strength. that need some strength. These certain scriptures will quiet out all of the questions. Hallelujah. Get some strength. Have a devotion with God. Have a fellowship with him, and then it will cause you to want to draw more nigh to him, want to learn more of him, want to move to a different level in him, want to search out for understanding, and you can, he'll start to answer those questions that you haven't even asked yet. He'll start to feed that spirit of your spiritual man, will start to hunger and thirst after righteousness, not be only a hearer, but a doer of the word. And when you're hearing and doing it, calls you. Just like, you know, I had a dream and I didn't quite understand it, but it was about weightlifting, and I'm like, man, why am I having this dream? But Lord, let me know. I woke up. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. You know, it's like when you lift weights, you put on more weight to become stronger. And then when you get a little stronger, you put on more weight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to get a little stronger. So in that, God, hallelujah, is preparing us, hallelujah, to be strong, to be, hallelujah, not always so weak, but to be obedient in him and to put on more and more, that will be able to become stronger. And so how do you know that you are strong? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you know that you're strong in the Lord when the trials, when the tribulations come up, you're loving even more so? When you would be weak or weary, you would encourage yourself and in faith, you will trust in the Lord. See, the situation is a, you can't look at the situation, because that situation is the evidence of, you know, it's the evidence that it don't look prosperous for you. You know, it seems like you're stuck in the muck and the mire, but faith looks beyond that. It's the substance of things hoped for. You hoping for a brighter day. You're hoping for, hallelujah, hallelujah, for some strength, hallelujah. In that hope, hallelujah, hallelujah, in that hope of God lifting you up, in that hope of God taking you through, in that hope of yearning and longing after, hallelujah, the thing that pleases the Lord, in that you'll find yourself getting strong. You'll find yourself being lifted up. You'll find yourself find some joy somewhere. You find yourself in the midst of the storm. You find yourself, I will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will lean and hope and depend upon him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. David said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's a beautiful thing to wait upon him. Just a moment. So, second, hallelujah. Samuel, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Second Samuel, thank you, Jesus. 23, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Second Samuel 23. Second Samuel 23. Then he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and he and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people turned after him only to spoil. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 12 will tell you, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great victory. God will give victory in battle. Even if you're battling with yourself, no, don't depend on yourself, because when we depend on ourselves, we oftentimes let ourselves down. But the victory is in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The victory is in him who can uphold you, hallelujah, who can give you strength. When you can't stand on nothing else, when all others is sinking ground, but your foundation is the Lord, your hope is the Lord, your strength is the Lord. And when you get that foundation right, it will cause you to want to know more about it. Something will start drawing you, and that's his Holy Spirit will start drawing you, with causes you to seek after him, will cause you to, when nobody's looking or nobody's telling you, it will cause you to run unto him. It will cause you to open up the book. Hallelujah. Open up the book, and we're calling you to have your quiet time. You and the Lord wants to, he'll take you through scriptures. He'll give you that you yearn after. He'll give you what you need. It causes you. Hallelujah. It draws you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of going through, in the midst of traveling, but David said, David, I like to use that. You know, he said, I would have fainted. I would have fainted unless I would have believed. See the goodness of the Lord. You know, when we're going just through life, just trying to live. Hallelujah. And if you're not getting what you want, sometimes you grow weary, but you need to start being thankful. Hallelujah. And in that, and the more that you are thankful, the more that you are obedient, all this will cause you. Hallelujah. You said, God's been so good to me. Let me be good for him. Hallelujah. Let me be a vessel that he will be pleased with. Let me store something in the storehouse, so when it comes my time to say how God has been, can I witness? Hallelujah. But before I witness, I should have something there to witness about, and someone to witness to. Hallelujah. None can feel any worse when someone comes to you with questions that you can't answer, or you feel like you failed the Lord. You feel like the Lord can count on you because you didn't have nothing to give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's important that we study, show ourselves approved, that you can be confident on. You can be confident on, and you can, no matter if the crowd is with you or not, or those you're standing among you, even if they have questions, you're able to answer that with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be able to stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with confidence. Stand with knowing that the Lord will speak to you, knowing that don't be entangled by or just like the Pharisees tried to entangle Christ. Hallelujah. But because he was the Word, because the Word was with God. Hallelujah. Because the Word was God, because the Word is God. And if God is in you, if you have a preacher friend, say if there's any God in you, oh hallelujah! If you have confessed and made the Lord Jesus your Savior, and there's any God in you, the Holy Spirit is there. First Corinthians 6:19 told us. Hallelujah, hallelujah! That is there. So your body is a temple. He told us that it's there. So what are we doing with it since it's there? Are we feeding it? Are we feeding our spiritual man that it may grow, that it may be in communion with the Lord? That we can sup with him. Hallelujah. That we can have conversations with him. You want to conversate with God? Open the book. Open the book, read. Hallelujah. Open you want communion with him? Open the book, read. Hallelujah. I guarantee you read long enough, he'll speak to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to know more of him, he'll grant you that. Just like we plead and we pray for things we want in this life, plead and pray for God to, hallelujah, to speak to you, that you may be beneficial spiritually. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. For the sake of the readers, praise the Lord. Psalms 103, hallelujah. And Psalms 27, Psalms 91 and 1. 2 Samuel 23:10, 23:12. 1 Chronicles 29:11, Isaiah 25:8, Matthew 12:20, even Revelation 15:2. Hallelujah. Just a little back reading upon that victory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation 15:2. Matthew 12:20, Isaiah 25:8, 1 Chronicles 29:11. God bless you. That's all I have. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Rev, you know, we're living in a time that if the word be preached and taught like it has in this hour, we're living in a time that we need prayer, Reverend. We need prayer evermore. And also, we live in a time people won't raise their hand until they really get really, really bad, man. Then they'll raise their hand, you know. And I ain't talking about this on this platform. I'm talking about any platform. I've been on ministry, you know. It's hard to get somebody to come on sometimes. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. They don't be exempted. That the people are not needing the victory, you know. You know, that the victory has to come. But I've learned something, Reverend, since I've been walking with the Lord. We're supposed to encourage them, Reverend. Encourage them and let them know that they can come. They don't have to sound like nobody but themselves. They don't have to be embarrassed if they don't think they're saying the right way or how they present it. Because I know the Holy Spirit will clean anything that we say, even the best of us, can sit before God. God has to see it through Jesus. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Even the one we know that we got our T's crossed, our eyes there, Jesus still had to be that one. Go for us in prayer. So I'm saying, Reverend, I believe it's prayer time, Reverend. We always want to extend it out. You know, we extend it out for the fellowship. We extend it out. You don't know the Lord. We're right here in intercessory prayer with you. We'll hold your hand. We'll give God your hand. We believe that that's what the ministry is about. God's plan for every one of us on this phone to be with him. Be with him. And not just on this side, but on the other side. And that other side is when we see his face, then you'll know victory is yours because he did it. It won't be because we know everything in the book. It's because it was his blood. If it wasn't so, he would have never told them one time. He told them, when he had death angels riding around, he told them to put blood on the post, the doorpost of the door. See, we don't have to do that physical thing no more. It's a spiritual thing to us now. We have to have faith in them. And having faith in God, oh, man, it changed things. When you have faith in God, you know, I didn't used to think like this until I started reading, like Real said, studying my show. But I don't let nobody prison me to something because God gave me he gave me the Holy Ghost. And you have him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he wants to activate. You are the temple. We mentioned the scripture on yesterday about the 1 Corinthians 6:19. That stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost, it's in you. It is in you. And it wants to move.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it wants to give you strength, not the self-gratification, but to let you know that God is in you and he's dwelling with you. So allow God to have his way. Don't worry about no car. Don't worry about no house. Don't worry about a job. Him. Why he isn't there. Because he's been lifted up. Everlasting door. He's here.
Yeah.
He's here. If you don't do nothing else today, know this here. God is here. And take him with you. Tell somebody about him. So I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. You know, we said something the other day about the ministry, how it's going to be Wednesday. We never took it down. It's still up there Monday through Friday, right? Because only God can make a move like he wanted to move. So we just going to be be obedient to his Holy Spirit because it's always around in the bush. So we thank God for revenue in the word, thank him for how he gave us the scriptures. If you didn't get it, if you came on late. But let me tell you one thing about it. I wouldn't leave if I didn't know what I was going to, because you don't know. You can leave this day, the same day you woke up in. So know the Lord. Get to know the Lord. So when you see him, you say, well done. You can hear them voices right now. I believe you can.
Jesus.
And don't let nobody share something that God hasn't gave you for. If he forgave you for it and you repent for it, trust me, he forgave you. He don't remember no more. He doesn't remember any of that stuff anymore. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Let it rest and rule him by henceforth, now, forevermore. Let it touch you. Let it touch you. Walk with him. Thank you, Real. Thank you for the word.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
I don't know if anybody hitting the one button. We always put it out there. We never want to say they never did get the opportunity, you know. But it's there. If you want the opportunity, you can hit the one button. If you want prayer, again, if you don't know the Lord, again, if you wanna rededicate your life, you're here. We're not gonna talk about you. Not over here. We're not gonna look it down because we all need prayer. The Bible said that the man should kill that body daily. Should kill it daily. Daily you should kill this old man. The old man you in right now, you should kill him daily.
Mm-hmm.
Who I'm doing right now.
Yes, sir.
Should kill him daily. May God bless you and keep you. It's our prayer.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. That'd be one. If you're a first time calling, you don't know how to get in, you can push the one button. And it'll tell you that you're in the host queue. And we can take you out to meet and say you're unmuted. If you just want prayer, ask for prayer, see you in Martha sends in a text, a prayer for because of the weather changing, it's causing a sickness. Oh, now in the name of Jesus, sickness and problem with a runny nose and praise the Lord, runny eyes and coughing. My family experienced that coughing and flu symptoms, congested. But she says her victory belongs to Jesus. Praise him. See, he's already claiming that victory. See, this the power that God will give. Once you give your life unto him, you can call on him and he can, oh, hallelujah. Not only heal your body, but your sin-sick soul. He can give you salvation that will save you from the very effects of evil, that will give you strength for your weakness, that will make you look forward to just loving him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hey, Ram. Hey, Ram.
Yes, sir.
Brother D said he can't come on, but he said let you know he's listening and keep him in prayer. I see you hit, I think he hit that. Did he hit that button? If I'm mistaken. He might not get him, but he's in a text. Yeah, he's open. He's just listening, though. We just thank God for the voice. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, okay. I guess we can say this, Ram. I'm finna tap out, Ram. But again, if it's God's will, we'll be back on tomorrow.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're praying to continue to let God have his way. We be praying for each and every one. Don't forget to love on somebody and pray for someone. Pray for, hallelujah, for their spiritual walk. That's most important after one being converted. We should be concentrating on as we trying to do our best we can for the Lord. Encourage someone to do their best for God. Hallelujah. Because it's him that we got to stand before. Hallelujah. So do the best you can. Hallelujah. For the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God. As we go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this moment, this hour. Father God, we come, oh, Father, we ask forgiveness for sin, those the things that we know of and those that we know not of, in the name of Jesus, for known and unknown sin. And Father, help us the sins that we know about, the things that we need to get right. Bless us, Father God, collectively and even one by one. Bless us, Father God, that we be, that spirit would accept, that the body would accept deliverance. Oh, hallelujah. That those that haven't made Jesus their choice, that would accept to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And bless us, Father, that the strong will, oh, Father, continue to bear the infirmities of the weak, that the things and that we will be patient with one another, that not be irritated by one another, but we be patient and praying and hoping for the best, hoping for the best deliverance, hoping for the best closer walk with thee, hoping, Father God, and in our hope, Father God, we know hope, hallelujah, we'll become that we're hoping for. Hallelujah. We pray for all, Father, all. We bind sickness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We claim it. Victory in the name of Jesus, not when we see fit, but Father, you know best. You know just how long to leave us where we are until you lifted us, Father. So we come humbly before you, asking you to have mercy. Hallelujah. Give us strength. Touch those bodies, those ones that ask for prayer. Hallelujah. And those that wanted to tell you they love you, but didn't have an opportunity, couldn't talk maybe for background noise or interference, or just didn't know how. Father, bless, hallelujah. And Lord, we love you. Thank you, Father, for loving us, and bless us that we love one another. In the name of Jesus, thank you for victories that you have given Thank you, Father God, for with your right hand, hallelujah, with your right arm, hallelujah, you have gotten us the victory over and over again. So bless us to obtain, hallelujah, victory in even in our own bodies, victory, whether it be spiritual, hallelujah, whether it be physical, hallelujah, victory, hallelujah, over sickness, hallelujah, victory over things that would entrap us, victory in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, each and every prayer request, each and every loved one, each and every one that turned aside, hallelujah, just wanted to hear from you, Lord, or just wanted to, a closer walk with thee, or just wanted to meditate on you, or just wanted to come together and assemble together in love, joy, peace, and happiness. We thank you, Lord, and we love you for it. Continue to be there for us, Father God. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Continue to help us, Father. Help us. Give us a clean heart, Father God. Let us start in the heart that we put your word in the heart that we won't sin against thee, but want to be more like thee, Father God. We know it's through the word. Hallelujah. Bless us with more and more of you, Father God. Hallelujah. That we can be a help unto thy kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We pray and we thank you for it, Lord. We pray and we thank you for it, and we love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you. I know I'm not much.
Touch me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Sometimes I feel,
Lord, touch,
so unworthy.
Touch me.
I'll never be very much.
I'll never be very much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Until the hand of Jesus come,
Lord, touch,
and reach out and touch me.
Touch.
You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Touch me.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look down at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying.
I've been praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. You know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. And just a few days ago,
just a few days ago,
touch me.
I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me,
all around me.
Touch.
no hope for me.
No hope for me.
Could be found.
Could be found.
And here's what I done.
Touch me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me.
If you touch me.